Viva News will print stories in Spanish at the top of the page and in English at the bottom. Jerry Mader is president of the Business News, the company that hopes to publish the new paper. He says Viva News makes sense from a business standpoint. Citing figures from the Green Bay Catholic Diocese, Mader says there are more than 30,000 potential Hispanic readers in the Green Bay and Appleton areas. Plus, Mader believes recent immigrants owe it to themselves to learn English.
I'm not asking anyone to give up their culture or their heritage. What we are hoping to do with Viva News, though, is publish a general interest publication with items in it like people, family, health, sports, and every single story that would appear in Viva News will appear twice.
Green Bay has one Spanish language paper, and the program La Voz Hispana airs every Sunday on the local public radio station. But the chair of Green Bay's Hispanic Advisory Council says the population is underserved, to put it lightly. Alex Zacharias says most Americans take media for granted.
You know, you wake up in the morning, you pick up a newspaper, you get in your car, and you listen to the radio. So by the end of the day, you have full information of what about news that affects you. Nothing like that exists for this Hispanic community. And
Viva News could be available early next year. The publisher says he needs more major advertisers before he can start the presses. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.